Kenneth Smith, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Date of birth is 1-23-1953. This is for date of service 4-18-2024. This is for date of service 4-18-2024. Mr. Smith is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed about 45 years ago. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, ear tubes in his left ear, coronary artery disease with one stent, GERD, and he also has a history of mastoiditis, which led to osteomyelitis. He also has a remote history of possible hypothyroidism. His latest hemoglobin A1C is 9.5%. He checks his blood glucose 3 to 5 times per day. He is hypoglycemic aware for his diabetes. He is on Lantus 20 to 25 units each evening and glipizide 10 milligrams twice daily. He failed metformin secondary to chronic kidney disease. For breakfast, he usually has eggs and vegetables, and lunch is usually soup or soft foods due to his left ear mastoiditis, which has been a chronic condition for him. He has balance issues due to this ear condition as well, and he's currently on IV antibiotics. Plan number one for his type 2 diabetes, we will get a current hemoglobin A1C. We will adjust his diabetic medications, and his current hemoglobin A1C is 9.5%. Therefore, we will start him on Mounjaro 2.5 milligrams once weekly and recommend Lantus 10 units each evening and glipizide 10 milligrams once daily. Next number, his TSH is 1.98. Next number, we sent a prescription for the Dexcom G7 system and the receiver. Next number for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for his hyperlipidemia, check current lipid panel. Next number for his history of left mastoiditis, which led to osteomyelitis. He is on IV antibiotic therapy. Continued follow-up with infectious disease. Next number, follow-up with the primary care provider. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.